today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. You can create the content. What you see on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. So go to freetalklive.com. You can vote on what has already been placed on the front page. You can vote things up if you like, down if you do not. And, of course, you can also submit content. So if you find something online that you want to share with us and share with other listeners and submit it to be voted upon, you can do that too. You do need to have a Reddit account. Many people already have one. You'll need a freetalklive.com account as well. You link the two accounts together. It's a very simple process, and then it makes it easy for you to submit content and vote in the future. We still have the Edward Snowden interview video that we've been sort of slowly plodding through as the week has gone on. It's about a half an hour long. We've been through about 10.5 minutes throughout the entire week, just playing little bits of it and commenting. This is basically the only known television interview of Edward Snowden.
This is the one where he was interviewed by NDR?
That's correct, German television
network. I read a little bit of the transcript from that, but I have not actually watched the interview.
It's hard to find it. NDR is restricting its access, so we've been playing it throughout the week, and if we get a chance, we'll play some more of that tonight. But obviously, there's other things on the table that are worthy of discussion. And one of the things I wanted to start with tonight was a little bit more about the last caller last night. The very end of the show, at the very end, last call was a guy saying, "Be careful with those Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers." He said that, because we talk about the, for instance, Sherry's Berries, which did just come into the studio today, by the way. I don't know if you want to hold them up, what remains of them. If you want to hold them up for your camera there, and keep hanging on to it there because it'll switch here in a little bit. So if you're watching our cam over at cam.freetalklive.com, Daryl is showing you these Sherry's Berries. I've been very excited to receive, I'm going to switch over there, to receive said Sherry's Berries. Because I've heard a lot about them on the radio. I mean, they've been a mainstay in talk radio advertising, and we've talked about them over the last couple of days. But it's hard to talk about a product, especially one that's edible, if you haven't actually eaten it.
Yes.
And what happened last night was a guy called in to say, "Well, there's all these upcharges, and you couldn't possibly get those berries anywhere close to $19.90. In fact, you couldn't even get them under $50 by the time all the other charges are added in." I said, "Well, of course, when you order something online, there's going to be shipping charges. We didn't say it's $19.99 for these delicious berries and free shipping included. We didn't say that. So it's pretty standard when you buy things that they have to be shipped through the mail. There's going to be a shipping charge." So I took the time last night after the show to go to berries.com, berries.com. I typed in the code, used a little microphone in the top right-hand corner of the website. Type in FTL, like Free Talk Live, and that'll get you the special deal, which is the freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. That's over 40% savings, and you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more. So, but just looking at the $19.99 berry set, because this guy called in, he said there's no way you can get that for under $50 after all was said and done. So I went and I looked, and yeah, I mean, the shipping charge isn't cheapy shipping. It's like $13 to $15, somewhere in there. But you're also paying for overnight shipping. You know, you have to keep in mind that this is a fresh product. It comes with an ice pack inside it. You know, they can't just let that sit in the back of a FedEx truck for a week. So there's shipping involved in this, and I think that for overnight shipping, paying under $15 is pretty decent.
Very decent.
Right. So keep that in mind. And then, so yeah, there was the possibility to upcharge by, say, if I wanted to deliver on Valentine's Day specifically. Well, there's a large amount of orders that want to deliver on that day specifically. Yes. So, yeah, you've got to pay a little bit more if you want that. Do you want it to be delivered in the morning hours? Well, you're going to have to pay to upgrade that as well. If you don't mind if it delivers any time during the day, then you won't pay as much. And if you don't really care when it is delivered, you don't pay as much.
And if you want Saturday delivery specifically, yeah, it's a little more.
Right. So what was I able to do? I was able to put an order together for total price, I think, was like $35, $36. Well under the $50 claim that our caller last night, who was looking out for all of you. Hey, heads up, guys. When you order something online, there's shipping involved. What a shock. Yeah. Anyway, we actually had the chance before the show to sample the Sherry's Berries, and they're as awesome as I expected.
Very tasty.
And we have three different types. And actually, if you go to berries.com, it gives you a good outline of what you should expect to receive. There's berries dripped, dipped in milk with chocolate, milk chocolate with chopped almonds. Those dipped in dark chocolate with chocolate chips, and those dipped in white chocolate with dark swizzles. And they're all delicious. I have tried all three thus
far. Did you say swizzles?
Swizzles. That's correct. Did you not have? You did have one of the swizzles.
I did. I didn't know it was called a swizzle.
Now you know.
I thought it was just like, you know, dripped chocolate on top of it.
So here's how you get the deal: $19.99 for half a dozen berries, half a dozen berries, and you go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL. Though we did get the dozen box, and I have to say that's more than we could possibly handle in one setting. So yes. Half a dozen would be a nice little treat, and the full dozen you'll put in the fridge to have for later. So I recommend it. All right, we'll come with your calls if you got them. 855-450-FREE. McGruff, the crime dog, has been arrested and imprisoned. We'll explain. No, seriously, this is not an Onion article. It's not April's Fool. It's real. So we've got the details on that coming up here tonight. And also, Daryl, you wanted to tell us to start things out about a man jailed for remaining silent.
Not just a man that was jailed for remaining silent, because that's not what makes this case unusual. What makes
that's
this
pretty
unusual?
That's pretty unusual. It happened here in Keene once with our friend Sam Dodson. He was jailed for 58 days for remaining silent until they finally kicked him out the side door.
But what makes this case really unusual, and I would dare say unheard of, is that he was released for maintaining his silence. So this guy, Gerald Koch, or Koch, I'm not sure how he prefers to pronounce his last name, was jailed for refusing to speak to a grand jury. He was held in civil contempt. He was called forward to testify to a grand jury because they thought that he might have known something about a explosion or possible explosion in Times Square in 2008.
Okay.
He maintained his silence, and the article here from
As
the
is
New
his
York
right.
Yes. And the article here from the New York Times says, but last week, the continued refusal of Gerald Koch won him his release. The unusual path, held in civil contempt after his initial refusal, then released to the same recalcitrance that landed him behind bars, illustrates a process that the judge in the case labeled seemingly counterintuitive. In a written opinion, Judge John F. Keenan of Federal District Court in Manhattan explored the logic and how the refusal to testify is somehow transmogrified from a lock to a key. Federal law holds that people who refuse to provide grand jury testimony may be jailed for the panel's duration,
right,
usually up to 18 months. But the law also states that the detention may end if it crosses from coercive to punitive. The grand jury for which Mr. Koch was subpoenaed appeared to be examining events from 2008 when a bicyclist approached the Armed Forces Recruiting Center in Times Square, then pedaled away before a homemade bomb exploded, damaging the center but harming nobody. Mr. Koch, who has identified himself as an anarchist, said that investigators believed he had heard a conversation in a bar about who was behind the episode, but that he remembered no such event. Prosecutors declined to discuss his assertions and did not respond to a request for comment on the release. And there is much more on this.
All right, so we'll come back with some more of that in moments. Welcome your calls as well. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Plus, Bitcoins apparently have been banned in Russia. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Mana Bosal here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You bring up what you want right here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl is here, courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. You can go and get more Daryl in written form as well as audio form. There's a variety of things, Daryl, that you do. You're a book publisher. You are a radio show host and an editor as well as a publisher, I guess. And yes. In addition to that, you do you make your own newspaper every month.
I do, yes.
All of that is available over at fpp.cc. We're going to continue. You've got a story you're sharing with us about a man who was imprisoned for 8 months because he invoked his right to remain silent.
Yes.
And we'll continue his story in moments. Want to tell you about the opportunity to get some classic romantic red roses delivered to your loved one this Valentine's Day. Or beforehand, if you like.
Or to yourself.
I suppose you could order roses for yourself. You can do that by going to proflowers.com. I mean, this is one of those classic Valentine's Day gifts that it's a no-brainer. But maybe the person you love doesn't really much care for roses, but would prefer some other types of flowers. ProFlowers has got all kinds of arrangements. But deal right here is a dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $29.99. Or you can upgrade to a dozen red roses with a premium ruby vase and gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. So the way you do it is go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right, and type in FTL. Keep in mind, this deal expires Friday at midnight. That's tonight. So you literally have less than 5 hours at this point. And I don't know if it's midnight Eastern time or midnight Pacific, so I presume the former. And get your order in quickly on this. And again, if you want it delivered, you know, if you want to save the maximum on shipping, you can have it delivered prior to Valentine's Day, and that will help you there. But if you want it delivered before Valentine's Day, you also have to pretty much order it tonight, unless you really want to, you know, pay extra for shipping. So again, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right, type in FTL. We sure appreciate it when you do that because it lets ProFlowers know that you're coming from us. Valentine's Day is coming up here in just about a week. In fact, 1 week from today is Valentine's Day. So your time is running out. You can schedule the delivery right now over at proflowers.com. Delivery on Valentine's Day, if that's what you want, is guaranteed. And you can't beat the price or the convenience. Don't wait, because the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be to find any flowers at a price like this. So again, this deal expires tonight at midnight. Go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone, type in FTL to get a dozen red roses and in that vase for $29.99, or upgrade to the premium vase and the chocolates for $9.99 more. Again, proflowers.com. We continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you're sharing with us the story about a man who there was a grand jury impaneled, a federal grand jury. They asked this, or demanded, that this man testify to them. He refused, and so they locked him away. For 8 months.
Yes. And then he was released because he remained silent. He continued over 8 months, continued to invoke his right to remain silent.
That's huge.
One of his lawyers said that he was considered a witness, not a suspect, but said that her client regarded the grand jury process as unfair and believed his testimony would lead only to a widening circle of similar subpoenas.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Meltzer-Cohen said Jerry was not trying to protect criminals. He was protecting other innocent people from what he was subjected to.
Right.
He was reached.
I think that's heroic, personally.
Yes. Yes, it was. He was reached by telephone after his release and said that, oh, and by the way, he's only 24 years old.
Wow.
So, you know, this is a fairly young person who is definitely principled. And I definitely congratulate him for standing by his principles, because it would be very difficult for some people to crack under this situation. He was reached for telephone comment and said his detention had been arduous. He had been buoyed by letters of support and said that at times his mail was withheld or delayed on several occasions. At one point, he was placed for 5 days in 24-hour solitary lockdown.
Wow.
Without a shower or contact to the outside world.
You know, for all that we say that's good here in the Keene, New Hampshire area about what we call the Keene Spiritual Retreat, where I spent 58 days for some civil disobedience a couple years ago, there is a policy at that jail that if you similarly are put in for contempt of court, meaning, like, for instance, our friend Jim Johnson, who's the husband of Lauren Canario, a big civil disobedience activist hero of mine. Jim went to jail for not filling out a financial affidavit. He had been sentenced to, I think, a $300 fine after the trespass of 12 arrests where a dozen of us, including me, were arrested at the jail. He was sentenced to a $300 fine, and he said he couldn't pay it. So the judge demanded that he fill out a financial affidavit. Jim refused to fill out that financial affidavit, and he was placed in solitary confinement at the jail until he decided that he wanted to fill out the form. Now, he was standing pretty firm and tough on this, and he went 3 whole weeks before, actually, it was his wife who went into the court and paid the ransom. So he never actually did crack.
Right.
It was somebody on the outside who did, as frequently will happen in a situation like that. So they know that by putting on the pressure like this, by putting somebody in solitary, by taking away any and all privileges within the jail system, that encourages them to crack. And I've talked to the superintendent of the jail, and he's made it very clear that's his policy. He has a policy that you will be put into solitary confinement for 14 days. At least 14 days, and then after that, he will consider you could be released into general population because he believes that if you're going to stay quiet for 14 days, then you're not going to crack, essentially. But the idea is to put the pressure on the people on the outside,
right,
more so than the person on the inside. Both, actually, but yeah, certainly the people on the outside. So this isn't uncommon,
right? But being released for maintaining the silence is very uncommon.
Hmm. And well, I imagine this happens very often where people get in prison for remaining silent.
Right. So Mr. Koch said, I lost much more and suffered much more than I expected. I certainly have no regrets about the decision I made. Ultimately, few of those involved in the grand jury narrative, which stretched over more than 4 years, would appear to be gratified by the results. Mr. Koch, a former student at the New York School, or rather at the New School, experienced conditions that he called remarkably unpleasant. Prosecutors failed to elicit his testimony, and Judge Keenan dedicated several pages of his opinion to a discussion of the perverse results of a 30-year-old ruling that provided the precedent to release him. Mr. Koch was first called to testify in 2009, but was excused after citing his Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination.
Was the judge bemoaning the fact that he had to release this man, or bemoaning?
Yes.
So the judge wanted to keep him in prison.
I've got quotes from the judge
coming up. All right,
that I will get to.
We'll get to that here, and your thoughts certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control here. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Edward Snowden interview. We'll continue that if we get a chance. McGruff the crime dog has actually been imprisoned. Seriously, the guy who played McGruff. And in addition to that, Bitcoin's banned in Russia. Right now, though, Daryl is telling us about a guy who's been jailed for 8 months because he did not speak when demanded by the federal government and then released from jail because he still hadn't spoken after 8 months. We'll continue to get some quotes from the judge in that case. The judge is not so happy about it. He would have loved to have kept this guy on the inside, apparently. But also want to tell you before we go on about Squarespace. You've been thinking about getting a website put together, but it's a daunting task. There's things you have to decide about which hosting company to use and who's going to design it and what content management system and are you going to have a graphic designer on board or are you just going to use some sort of plugin or some sort of package that's pre-done. There's so many choices and it can be really overwhelming. Well, Squarespace.com solves all of that for you. You go to Squarespace.com. You can start with their free trial account with no credit card information. Just give your email address, get started, start building a website. And it's not necessarily from scratch. They've got templates, a bunch of them. You select which one is most attractive to you, and if you want to change it later, you can change it anytime you want. So maybe you want a portfolio-style template. You want to show off some artwork or some photography. Perhaps you want to do a blog-style site. You want to sell stuff? They've got e-commerce as well, and it's so easy to use. You can literally have your website up and running in minutes at squarespace.com. Now, obviously, content is important, so you're going to want to add content to the site. But that's another area where Squarespace excels. Beyond their beautiful themes, you also can just drag and drop content right into the website. So easy. And you can rearrange the content right there within the page. There's 24/7 support available. They can connect your website with all the standard social bookmarking and networking websites, the Facebooks, the Twitters, etc. And there's a responsive design. And that means that when you're viewing the site, your site on your smartphone, it's going to look formatted appropriate for the device that you're looking at the site on. So go to squarespace.com. There's 99.99% uptime, and their hosting packages start at just $8 per month, which includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So they take care of the graphic design for you. It looks beautiful. They take care of the ease of just adding content, so you don't have to hire a webmaster. You can do it all yourself. And they take care of the hosting as well. Plus, if you want to do e-commerce, they handle that too. And it's so easy. Squarespace.com. Use our discount code to save 10% off. They're already shockingly low prices. The code? FTL2. That's FTL, the number 2, to save 10% at squarespace.com. So, Daryl, let's continue with your story, and then go to the phones at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about this guy in prison for 8 months for not speaking.
So last year, prosecutors granted him immunity, but he still refused to testify.
Wow, that's hardcore.
When he was originally called to testify in 2009, he invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Prosecutors said, we will, you know, not press charges against you if you admit
any crime.
No matter what you say, he still refused to speak. And he then said that he felt that authorities were going on a fishing expedition while examining his political views and associations. The judge wrote that he was skeptical of the assertion that he knew nothing and that it was a fishing expedition and that he was being targeted. Quote, there is simply no evidence that the government threatened by Mr. Koch's subversive prowess seeks to bring him before a grand jury on a pretext either to gain access to the treasure trove of his circle of friends or to send an ominous message to political dissidents. But the only relevant issue in deciding whether Mr. Koch should be released, Judge Keenan wrote, hinged on whether continued incarceration could persuade him to testify. Although Mr. Koch told the court that he had suffered weight loss, joint problems, and depression,
jeez,
Judge Keenan wrote, submissions from family and friends made a persuasive case that he would not change his mind about the grand jury. Quote, there will thus never come a time for Koch where his only remaining option is to testify. The court concludes that continued confinement will not move Koch from the reflexive ideology that forbids his cooperation with this serious investigation.
All right. So he could have held them. I mean, he could have held the guy longer had he wanted to.
It's totally arbitrary.
It's not like it's written down anywhere that 8 months is the specified time frame.
But the federal law does say that if it moves from coercive, meaning we are putting you in jail to coerce you to speak, to we are keeping you in jail as punishment for not speaking, that at that point it becomes a thing of they should be released.
And the judge is saying it actually was the family members and friends' testimony that persuaded him on this.
Basically it was family and friends that convinced the judge that
this guy
you're not going to change his mind. He will never talk.
I think it's interesting that that was his cited reason.
Yes.
That other people, in their opinions of their friend, was the validating
factor. But you can tell by the way the judge has worded this that the judge is very reluctant in letting this guy out.
Yeah, he wants his cooperation.
Yeah.
Is there more?
No, that's it.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ty's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hey, Ty.
Hey, I hope I come through okay. I'm actually in North Carolina going through the mountains on the highway. So
you sound good so far.
For a bad cell.
Go ahead.
I have a question. I have a topic I really want to talk about, but I have a question that your discussion has brought into my mind about contempt of court.
All right.
You know, you've heard people say that they're, you know, that they're being charged with contempt of court, and you've also heard that the judge say something about you're going to be held in contempt of court. So I'm wondering, who is it that's displaying the contempt? Is it the person that's being charged? Are they saying the person that's being charged is holding the court in contempt? Or is the court holding the person charged in contempt? You know, who is the contempting party here?
Yeah, I guess it's an interesting way you're phrasing the question. So my understanding of it is, and there is different kinds of contempt, contempt of court. There's, as I understand it, indirect contempt of court and direct contempt of court. Direct meaning, and again, please, if you know more, correct me if I'm wrong. My rudimentary understanding being that direct is something you receive in the courtroom. If you are within the judge's purview, in his sight, essentially, he can charge you with direct contempt. Indirect contempt would be where you were, let's say, on bail conditions and you allegedly violated those bail conditions. The judge didn't see you violate them. The judge doesn't know for sure, but a cop could charge you, and that would be an indirect contempt. But either way, the idea is that you, the person, are in contempt of the court, but then at the same time, you are also being charged with contempt of court. So that is the criminal charge in that case, although I don't know if it's really considered a criminal charge.
It's not a criminal charge.
Right, it's a power of the court.
It's an inherent power of the court.
So it can't be stopped.
And they can charge you with contempt if you violate a court order that you don't even know exists.
Really?
Yes.
How?
Because ignorance of the law is no excuse, Ian.
Yeah.
So they could write an order, such as the order that they have now in the court here in Keene, mm-hmm. that you cannot distribute literature.
Right.
If someone goes in and has never read this order, and they hand someone a book, or they hand someone something that is deemed to be literature, which based on the writing of this order is any document with words on it.
Which I actually would make it so all the clerks in the court would be violating that order.
Right. So if anyone unintentionally violates this order that they don't know exists, they will
be
held in contempt.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
So I think it must be a mutual contempt situation because the judge usually says, I'm going to hold you in contempt.
You're suggesting the judge has contempt for you? That certainly could be the case, although I don't know if that's what is officially the case. It's just a way, a legalese way of them basically having an excuse to put you in a jail cell for an indeterminate amount of time, which could be, here in New Hampshire, for instance, if it's up to 6 months, the judge has to make no explanation. If it's more than 6 months, he does have to explain himself before some sort of panel of, I think, other judges. More coming up here, Ty. I know you had another reason to call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Stand by.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And speaking of Pro XPN, that is one of your solutions to being more private online. Pro XPN is a global virtual private network. It encrypts your internet data, whatever leaves your device. It could be your laptop, could be your desktop, could be your smartphone, because Pro XPN works for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, and even Linux, though the setup's a little different for Linux. So whatever device you're using, Pro XPN probably works for it. And what it does is it encrypts all your data, meaning that your internet service provider, whether that be Comcast, Time Warner, your cell phone company, they will not know what you're doing online anymore. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, probably logging every search term that you enter. You can stop that tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL, downloading their app, getting it installed, and starting it. There's a free account, so you've got nothing to lose here. And then when you're ready, you can upgrade to the premium package with ProXPN and get unlimited bandwidth and no limitations on the services that you can run. So if you want to do torrenting privately, ProXPN allows that. And you can do that over at proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, there's some other real perks, like you can get around internet blockages. So if you're at a workplace, a school, where they have some sort of block preventing you from going to your favorite websites or preventing you from searching for certain terms, well, you can solve that by using ProXPN on your device. So, again, go to proxpn.com/FTL, get the app there, get it installed, and get rolling with it. And when you're ready to upgrade to the premium package, use code FTL20 to get 20% off of the price, which brings the price down if you get the annual plan to $5 a month. Now, maybe you want to save even more? Pay with Bitcoin on the annual plan, and you'll save 33% on that plan with Bitcoin. So, again, proxpn.com/FTL. Get the software. Use promo code FTL20 when you're ready to sign up. And you've got nothing to lose because there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go ahead and give it a try. ProXPN.com/FTL. You use it, don't you, Daryl?
Yes.
I do as well. So we continue here. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Ty on the line in Tennessee. He's on the road, actually in North Carolina. Normally he's in Tennessee. Go ahead, Ty.
Hey, I wanted to talk about open source technology development, not just open source software, but that seems to be the area that's most prevalent right now. Have you heard of a gentleman named Eric S. Raymond?
I've not.
Can't say I have.
He is a libertarian who is also somewhat of a luminary in the open source software community. And he wrote an essay called The Cathedral and the Bazaar, where he compared two different styles of technology development. You know, the cathedral is where you've got the high priests and all that kind of stuff. They're a closed group that's saying how something should be done. And then you've got the bazaar sort of development, which is like an open marketplace, and anybody can contribute.
Okay.
And he uses, in this essay, he uses Linux as an example of a great success in the bazaar type of development, because it is, you know, it's completely open source. Anybody can look at the source code. It's not real hard to become involved in Linux development, even in the kernel, you know, the operating system itself, if you wanted to become involved. So it's like a voluntary cooperative effort that produces something really cool. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because yesterday it was brought up about Apple basically kicking out the Bitcoin wallet app from the Apple Store.
Yes.
And
big news.
I think that this is kind of a good thing in some ways, because this may prompt more open source development in hardware, you know, and maybe possibly putting an open source operating system onto like a tablet or a smartphone, and getting it away from these proprietary systems like Google.
I'd be surprised if something
Apple
like that doesn't already exist.
Android is a version of Linux, so in a way, Android is somewhat open source.
I know that if you root the Android device, there are all kinds of modified operating systems that you can install, many of which completely change the feel of the Android experience. I've installed a number of them on my phones over the years. So to some extent that already exists, although they're obviously kind of modifications of the original Android system from what I understand. But there's something called the Cyanogen mod, which is basically a very, very big rewrite from what I understand, like from top to bottom of the experience. But I'm sure somebody who knows more about rooting phones could tell us more about that. So I think that kind of already is happening, but maybe you're right. Maybe it will spur more of it, and maybe we'll see phones that it's easier to install a personalized operating system on.
Yeah, and the thing is, Apple really got its momentum from being renegades. You know, Steve Jobs and the Woz, Wozniak, those were the two driving forces behind the creation of Apple, and they were hackers in the original sense of the word, not the breaking into things type thing, you know, the ones that are stretching technology, thinking outside of the box type of deal creatively. And that's why they created kind of a niche market for Apple that became huge, because these were, you know, they marketed to people who think outside the box.
Now, but does now this box jobs, have rounded corners?
What's that? The box? Well, it's whatever you want to make of it. If you're in the mindset of breaking out of the box.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is Steve Jobs passing away, and Wozniak hasn't been involved with Apple for a long time. So now they have lost their hacker roots, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and they're no longer a renegade. They're just running on the momentum of that. So I think that they're going to become more institutionalized and rigid. So I think they're going to end up losing their market. And hopefully there will be some sort of more open-ended hardware yet.
You know, I remember seeing something about a phone that will be some sort of modular phone that you can plug in different things into, and the hardware is upgradable and that kind of thing. I wish I could remember what it was called. I'm sure somebody will post it on our Facebook page or maybe to the front page of freetalklive.com. But, Ty, thanks for the call. I know that stuff is it's in the works. I mean, you know, there's so many phone freaks out there, people that are interested in cracking and hacking and rearranging and doing tweaking to their phones. It's inevitable that these things will come about.
Yeah. And at the beginning of Ty's call, he mentioned contempt of court. And I got something that I actually read not 30 minutes before the show tonight, where I was looking up, finding a list of jailed journalists around the world and what they're jailed for. There's officially one journalist in jail in the United States. He's from Alabama, and he's in jail for violating a court order because he refused to pull down some posts from his website where he posted something about the former governor's son. And the judge said, you need to remove this. He didn't remove it. Got thrown in jail. And now the judge is saying you will remain in jail until you comply with the order.
How the hell are you supposed to do that from jail?
That's what his wife is petitioning the court, is he can't comply with the order from inside the jail because you don't allow him to get on the internet.
Right. They don't even let the guards get on the internet at the jail that I was
right. in. So this guy is essentially going to be incarcerated
forever.
The rest of his life unless the judge modifies the order.
Or unless his wife somehow can get into his website and make the change.
Right, but how's he going to securely give her the username and password
for
the admin?
In theory, at least the jail I was in, they claim to not read outgoing mail.
That's the claim.
So in theory,
I used to work at a jail. Yeah. I know that's not true.
I wasn't really sure it was true either. So anyway, there you go. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Adam on the line in Baltimore. He's on Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, lrn.fm. Send a contact request. We'll get you in there. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Ian.
You're on the air.
Hey, you sent me a message on Facebook, or you called me out on Facebook to talk about a topic.
I didn't necessarily call you out, but you were talking about a topic, and what the topic was the Cop Block calendar, the Ladies of Cop Block calendar. And I asked you to provide a link to the supposedly fixed calendar, because there's been a lot of controversy over this calendar recently online between some of the ladies involved. Some of the ladies are less than happy with how it's turned out, and you said that there was a redesigned version, so that's what I was calling you out about, asking for that. If you want to hang on, we can bring you back here into hour number two, talk a little bit further about this project, the debacle that it supposedly has been. 855-450-FREE, that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want here at Free Talk Live.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?